children are a gift given to us to prepare them for life. And that's what I truly believe they are. Each one of these children are a gift given to us as individuals, as parents, as grandparents, as great-grandparents, but also as friends. And I mean also as the wider church family. These are a gift given to us to look after and to prepare them for life. Should we just pray a second, if that's okay? Father, I do give thanks for the great opportunities that we have, Lord, just to say how great you are in each one of our lives. I pray this morning, Lord, that the message I give is only from you, Lord, and that people receive what they need to hear from this. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. I was at that point going to put a passage from King James in, because that scores 5 points. I don't know if you remember last week. But I couldn't think of one, and plus I couldn't read it, because... I can remember the Christmas before last, I had, the boys had a Christmas present which made me and Tracy brought a tear to our eye. They put on their Christmas list they wanted a Nintendo Wii. Obviously, being the parents who were, oh, you're not going to get that, are you? Oh, you're not going to get that. And I can remember very clearly on the Christmas morning when they're all in a line and they ripped it open. And I can particularly remember Josh and William's face. That explosion of excitement and that joy in their face. And of course, as a parent, that brings a lump to your throat. And I can still actually feel that lump now. And it was a lovely, lovely feeling. It really was. How long does that feeling really last for us? I guess when I remember it, it comes back a little. But it soon fades. By the end of the day, obviously, you've probably told them off at least once. Haven't you? So, it's a joyful thing. As I said, children are a gift to us, as parents, as grandparents, as family, which is something that we have to prepare. But the joy of giving a child a gift soon fades for us, doesn't it? But it never ever fades for the giver of that gift. That joy is always there with him. Can you imagine borrowing a lawnmower from a friend, breaking it and giving it back? You couldn't do that, could you? Can you imagine then if you broke that lawnmower and you gave it back, but actually he said, wait a minute, I can help you fix that. And in fact, can you imagine breaking the lawnmower and him offering to fix it for you and don't mind you borrowing it again? And that's really where God sits with us and children. We'll break them. Unfortunately, we do, because that's the way we are. But we can repair them, and we can repair him with him in our lives. We all need directions in our life. Children are no different. In fact, we need more direction than them. As parents also, we need consistent boundaries in our life. As children, they need consistent boundaries in life. And that consistent boundary is the foundation of rock that through faith we get. I don't know whether you've heard in the news just of late and over the times, you've heard where young people have fallen off of the rails. Children are not born to fall off the rails. Children are born innocent. Now, there are genetic things in us that make us the character that we are, and they are God-given characteristics for each one of us. I guess children are born with some amazing characteristics, and some of them very challenging, aren't they, as parents? As parents, the example we set in our life is of paramount importance to the way our children will live their lives in the future. Absolute, of paramount importance. How many times have we said this? For goodness sake, stop shouting! How many times have we said that? How about this? Exactly, lots. How about this? For goodness sake, talk nicely to each other. How many times have we said that? We all say it, don't we? We do, don't we? And we have said it in our past. And as Christians, we've even been challenged in that way, haven't we? As Christians that we are. What do you see in your child that actually you put there? And I got a little story, and I bored several people with this, and it's the loveliest thing that somebody's ever said to me. And it's about little Tom, who's there. We went to a reception, parents' evening, and the teacher said, you could tell that Tom came from a Christian family, because he always puts others first. Do you know what? If he does nothing else in his life, that will stick with me forever. And you can feel it did, because it sticks with me in my heart now. You could tell he always puts other people first. He's always caring about other people. And that's just a lovely thing to be able to see. Simply though, how hard is it for us to be honest? What do our children see in that? Do they see that 100% honesty? How hard is it also as parents, is it for us to rebuild broken relationships? It's really hard, isn't it? What do our children see? Again, the example we lead in life is of paramount importance. Even down to the actions that we do, the right example that we lead, if we don't spend time with our children, they won't want to spend time with their children. It is very simple, and it is as simple as that. But actually, all children want is attention, really. Is that really so much to ask? And is it really so much to ask as parents to give them that good foundation and that good way of life? If we, as parents, as friends, as family, as the wider church, chase meaningless goals, then our children will chase meaningless goals. And they will. If you build your life on a meaningful goal, then our children will build their life on a meaningful goal. Just a little over 2,000 years ago, this world was given a meaningful goal. A meaningful goal in everybody's life. And of course, everybody knows the answer to that question. That meaningful goal was Jesus. He gave us a way to lead our life, the way to bring our children up. And it is very simple. It's all in the Bible on how we bring those children up. And as a consequence, how they bring their children up and our grandchildren and eventually the world. The world is it would be such a hard place for our children to be in the not too distant future if we're not careful. And of course, the rebuilding of that broken relationship. The example we lead in rebuilding that broken relationship with the giver of the gift is the example our children will take. I guarantee you, if that's the course of your life and you use that meaningful goal, it's life-changing. And once you're in it, you wondered how you survived without it. I'm going to just read you a passage from Mark. And I'll just briefly talk about that. And it's Mark 10, verse 13. I think it's right, isn't it? Mark 10, verse 13. I've gone one page of that. And this is Jesus. And I'll just read his words. Let the little children come to me. And do not hinder them. I've got that highlighted. And do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to them, such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who receives the kingdom of God like a child will never be received into heaven. The two bits I want to pick up on that is the do not hinder them. This is the important bit. God gave us a way to bring our children up. Do not hinder that way, because that is the right way. The other thing, we need to receive the Bible, our faith, as if we are children. And shall I tell you why? Children don't need courses to have faith. They just believe. It's so simple. Children don't need to know the mechanics of life. They just believe. That's what I mean by we need to look at them. In fact, if the truth be known, they're better examples to life than we are. Our days get messed up by the dirtiness of the day. But yet children, they just enjoy every moment. And actually, that's all really what God wants us to do, is to enjoy every moment. Children just believe. Now, the important bit to this is we must not hinder them. After all, how long does their childhood last? How long do we get to give them that foundation? We don't give them very long, do we? Before you realise it, they're at school. Before you realise it, that's all. Before you realise it, you're choosing their first secondary school. Before you realise it, they're off to university. We get a very short period of time to actually influence their life forever. And that I mean that as family and friends and people of the church. I'm going to read a poem to you now. Once I dry, my throat's dry. The greatest gift we'll ever know is a child born to love and to grow. Conception is a miracle itself, a start of new life and of good health. Such a treasure your precious child is, who will thrive on every hug and every kiss. Hold them close and sing them a song. They will only be a child for so long. They may not always smell pure and sweet, a dirty nappy, smelly sheet. But with a loving cuddle and a beautiful smile, the joy of parenthood is all worthwhile. As Christians, I think I challenge you really to enter into steps of your faith as if you are a child. I think it's refreshing sometimes. And I guess those of you without a relationship with God, I really challenge you to look at your faith, look at faith, as if you were a child and bring your children up in that same way. I guarantee you, you will never, ever look back at that. It will be the best decision everybody makes. What I'll do now is I'll just pray for the families and the children, if that's okay. Heavenly Father, I do give thanks for the joy of being a parent, Lord. That joy of that gift that you have given each one of us, Lord. I pray from this point onwards, Lord, that we enter into bringing those children up to prepare them for life, to prepare them for their life, Lord. I pray that you put it on our hearts to remember how important that is. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.